Many parts of spring grain are still submerged, weeks after heavy rains hit the area. While many parts of the state have dried out, the village's water table here is not as deep. A good rain can set back several days' worth of pumping. FEMA official Dolph Demont says this is keeping inspectors from doing their job.
As long as the damaged appliances and damaged basements are underwater, you can't get in. As soon as the waters recede, you'll see inspectors in there and the whole recovery process will begin. And it's hard to define exactly how long that will take. It'll be several months to a year, I think, before we really have, be prepared for that length of time to do a thorough study.
At a meeting between state officials and nearly 60 Spring Green residents yesterday, some people, such as Jeff Sprecher, expressed frustration at the prospect.
As a farmer, we have lost a pile of money. I know with the Army Corps of Engineers, we can move water, we can drain the Mississippi if we have to. This should be a very small problem, but are we going to get started at it, or are we going to just leave it go?
Among the officials was State Senator Dale Schultz. He says he's hoping FEMA can revise its assessment policies to speed up the process and determine which houses may be total losses well ahead of winter. FEMA's Dolph Demont says he'll work with Governor Doyle's office to see what can be done. Meanwhile, other Spring Green residents are calling for drainage and culvert projects to remove the standing water. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.